Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. The fastest growing in the nation. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the mental health of our kids that are school age, something we all need to be concerned with. And with so many battling depression and other issues, what can we do now? Number two, Sheboygan County in northern lower Michigan has voted to pursue an audit of the 2020 election, even though President Trump won easily. What are they trying to find? And number one, Governor Gretchen Whitmer found herself backpedaling and unable to answer what exactly about the science has changed that caused her to drop all of the COVID-19 restrictions in the state weeks earlier than most recently announced, months ahead of schedule from the back to normal plan. We'll get to that, but I've got to tell you something bigger popped up on my radar that we have to talk about. Something much bigger popped up on my radar. Headlines everywhere, U.S. and Canada now meeting biweekly over the disputed closure of Line 5. This revelation comes after Enbridge won a big court battle over Line 3 in Minnesota. And the U.S., and I can go to the Detroit News, M Live, and other sources now reporting that the U.S. and Canadian governments are meeting biweekly to discuss how the state-ordered closure of the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac lines up with a 1977 treaty, according to a letter filed with a federal judge in Grand Rapids this week. The letter was filed by Gordon Giffen, an attorney for the Canadian government. And according to the Canadian officials, official discussions have resulted in the establishment of bilateral processes in which representatives of the two countries are meeting biweekly to address the potential shutdown, including the context of the 1977 treaty. The Canadian government wrote to the Western District Judge Janet Neff on Monday to clarify that discussions between the two countries have been robust, but have not been advanced to the formal invocation of the 1977 Transit Pipeline Agreement, which, by the way, the 1977 treaty between the two countries bars either nation from interfering in the operations of the international oil pipelines. Now, as you probably know, Governor Whitmer ordered this pipeline shut down in November. Governor Whitmer ordered the shutdown of Line 5 in November, and they had until May to stop operating, which Enbridge ignored and said, no, you don't have the power to do that. We have every right to continue under the agreements we have, the easements that we have, and the deals that we have made with the state of Michigan, and we're also protected. I don't know if Enbridge has said this, but they are also protected under this 1977 treaty. Now, in a June 2nd filing, Attorney General Dana Nessel questioned whether the treaty talks were actually occurring. Quote, while there have been apparently been communications between officials of each government, there is no evidence that negotiations under the treaty itself are in process or in progress. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Listen closely to what I'm about to tell you. According to Giffen's letter, the attorney for the Canadian government, discussions have taken place between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Jill Biden. Justin Trudeau and Jill Biden, the Prime Minister and the President, have discussed this directly. There have also been discussions between Canadian Foreign Minister Mark Garneau and U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Canadian Justice Minister David Lametti and U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, Canadian Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra, and U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, Canadian Natural Resources Minister Seamus O'Regan, and U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, also, of course, the former governor of Michigan. All of these people have been involved in the conversations. You know who hasn't been involved, apparently? Dana Nessel, and more importantly, Gretchen Whitmer. Seem completely unaware that any of this is going on. Supporters of the pipeline include many unions and organized labor. And Canada is getting ever more angry. Canada is getting ever more angry with the assault on pipelines. When the Keystone XL pipeline was shut down, Justin Trudeau worked behind the scenes for an extended period of time to try to get that turned back around. It didn't happen. As a result, it has cost the Canadian government and Canadian companies tens of billions of dollars for that pipeline. Just last week, Line 3 in Minnesota came through and won. Canada's ambassador also working in this. They have not invoked the 1977 treaty yet, but a formal invocation of the treaty and resulting dispute resolution proceedings remain a possibility, Gordon wrote. Not necessary at this time. When the Keystone XL pipeline was canceled, Justin Trudeau said, "We are deeply disappointed." And the translation of that is that we are really angry. And one of the reasons that the U.S.-Canadian border remains closed today, maybe the sole reason, is the Biden administration's assault on pipelines and energy transfer from Canada to the United States to refineries in Texas, and further assaults on things like Line 3 in Minnesota, Line 5 in Michigan. Canada will go to the mat on this one. Canada will take this all the way to the mat in the 1977 Transit Pipeline Agreement Treaty. Canada believes that it would be contrary to the interest of both nations, contrary to the intent of the treaty, for court proceedings right now to get involved. They also believe that they've got this. The 1977 treaty is quite clear. You cannot interfere with international pipelines. That was put into effect by President Jimmy Carter and the United States Senate in 1977 to protect us against assaults on our energy resources like we had seen during the OPEC oil embargo and the energy crisis of the 1970s. Gretchen Whitmer, I'm sorry to say, does not have the power to overturn a treaty. And quite clearly, she's not been involved in the conversations, nor has Dana Nessel. Otherwise, there wouldn't be silence and crickets coming from those offices. So let me jump back to where we were on the conversation with Governor Whitmer and the science of reopening the state. The pipeline story will continue. But when asked about changing the threshold over and over again on television on a softball interview on CNN, Whitmer couldn't answer. Go to Bite 11. Get this in. Bite 11. Go.
But my question is, you do acknowledge you've moved the bar. I mean, the bar before was 70%. Now the bar is not. You're at 61%.
Like so many things, since coronavirus came to the United States, we've had to be nimble. We've followed the science. We've paid attention to the data. We know that people are still getting vaccinated, and we have work yet to do on that front. But it was important to recognize that because the case rates are so low right now, we've got an opportunity to drop a lot of these mandates that we've all had to abide by so that people can feel the freedom that comes with 61% of our population getting vaccinated. When we get to 70%, we'll all be much safer.
No answer there. Did you find an answer there? I must have missed it. You moved the goalposts, right? You changed the criteria, right? Thank you, Governor, for being so clear.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Starting soon right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. 483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.